it has made borrowing much, much more expensive for credit card holders. We've seen credit card rates spike to basically the highest levels they've ever been. And then when you factor that in with inflation, it's made 2022 a pretty brutal year for folks with credit card debt.
Well, we are deep, of course, into the holiday season, and those credit cards are in frequent use now. If you have a lot of debt, what are you looking for in 2023?
The best thing that you can do if you have credit card debt is figure out a way to control your interest rate. And really about the best way to do that is with a 0% balance transfer credit card. Those allow you to avoid paying interest or accruing interest on debt for a year up to 21 months. And that's one of the best tools that you have in your fight against credit card debt.
We have talked a lot of times with you about picking up that phone and getting a hold of somebody, sure. Maybe before the situation gets out of hand. At least that way you can weigh your options. I mean, has it been known that maybe they would cut people's credit card debt or work out a payment plan or something that you can do there?
Yeah, absolutely. Most any lender is going to have a what they call a hardship program designed to help people who are just in a short-term financial pinch, whether that's waiving a payment, reducing an interest rate temporarily, things like that. So if you're really in a pinch, that's a good thing to do. But you can also just call your issuer and ask for a lower interest rate period, and they're more likely to grant you that or at least work with you on it than you might expect.
Matt, what's one more piece of advice you'd have for us as we seem to be looking at nothing but high interest rates for a good long time?
What I would say is that if you haven't looked at your budget in the last little while, it's a good idea to do it now, because chances are all those assumptions that you've made about what everything costs going forward probably is outdated. So first of the year is always a good time for that sort of thing. But especially now, given how difficult inflation's been, it's a really good time to reassess some of the assumptions you've made in that budget.